My name is Alicia Pao from TO4, and I watched the video on investigating balls. It was a very hands-on investigation, and it was one of the best investigations that was ever that has ever been conducted. The role of the teacher in the video is basically a facilitator and a guide to the children, and the teachers brought a lot of different ideas that they think their children will be interested in exploring based on different things that they have heard in classroom. The teachers have also asked many open-ended questions like what can you do with the balls, what are the balls, and where can you throw the balls. And they also asked about an activity that they conducted. They also asked about what they can use pins for. So the activity required the children to take up different roles. For example, one will set up the pin, one will bowl, and the other will keep the score. And also, another activity, the children learn about signs, where they use the balls to roll down the ramp, and the teachers actually did a lot of changes to the height of the ramps to see how it affects the distance that the balls can roll. The space provided was very spacious so that the children can see how far the balls can roll, and there wasn't any obstruction to carry out this activity, and the time given was also sufficient for them to record how far and everything. And they also learned how to dribble from a basketball player, and from there the teachers thought it was a good idea to let the children create their own games, and through this the children had better understanding. They created activities where they have to bounce the ball, and they did a lot of shared writing, for example the bounce chart, and some of them actually they also had some experimenting and hypothesizing. The teacher also asked a lot of open-ended questions to get the children's understanding as they carry out their planned activity. Next, they also read a lot of books about balls and got to understand what is solid and what is hollow, and also they was able to compare the outside of the ball versus the inside of the ball when they cut up the ball. They were able to compare the different textures that they felt inside the ball as compared to the outside. And lastly, they also did a painting activity called where they named it reverse painting. It's an activity where they put the paint on the table, and the children have to choose a ball, and the teachers actually purposely make all the balls very different. The teachers also make the children push the ball through the paint to make tracks and talk about how the different balls created different tracks. So through this, you can say that one of the process skills involved is actually comparing and observing. And the other day, the children will have the opportunity to choose a different ball so that they can compare what would be the same if they use a smooth ball. This way, they can see the similarities and differences between the tracks. And in conclusion, the teacher's role is basically a guide and a facilitator to the children, and they will have to provide opportunities for the children to explore and learn, as well as to raise questions to make sense of what they are learning about. The activity also touched on most of the process skills, which includes recording, comparing, observing, and experimenting, and so on. One of the key learning points after I watched the video is that we shouldn't underestimate what we can teach the children based on an object, because there are a lot of things that we can actually do with the object that the children can learn about, be it about science, math, or anything. One good example is what was seen in the video. Just based on the ball, the children could learn about a lot of things. And therefore, that's one of the key learning points after watching the video. And lastly, a question that I have about inquiry-based learning is that how effective it is as compared to normal learning. And with this, it means that which is more effective, normal learning or inquiry-based learning. Thank you.